I'm Catherine Smart.
And I'm Rochelle Bingham.
And this is Reality Mums, your go-to podcast for reality TV, pop culture, mum life, and all things in between. We're back for another episode of Reality Mums. Sickness has attacked your house, Rochelle, you poor thing.
It has. I'm the last man standing at the moment, so we'll see.
You need a mask.
I do.
Oh my God. Tis the season.
Yes.
Tis the season.
Yes.
Good luck with all of the influenza and all of the RSV things going on in your house. It hasn't
thank
touched
you.
mine yet, thank God.
Yes, you don't want to.
So on to this week's episode, and we've got lots of things to talk about. So we'll have our breaking news in a moment. Shows that we've been watching this week. We've got Summer House, which is starting to come to a close. Kardashians is heating up. The Valley has finished up. We've had two new shows, Below Deck Mediterranean and Real Housewives of Dubai. So we're going to talk about both of those. And then finally, we're going to wrap up with a little bit of New Jersey. So that's what's on the agenda for today. But over to you with breaking news, other than your sick kids.
First of all, if your kids are sick, keep them home from school. Because if mine go back to school and get sick again, I'm going to kick somebody in the shins. Like, I am sick of it. This is our second week home. So anyway, that's that.
That's a lot of school. That sucks.
Yeah, especially when we're right near the holidays as well. So they'll go back and then they're home again. So it's a lot. Now, overnight, we've had the new OC trailer drop. So we've got everyone back, even Teddy, which you know I'm not going to love. Why? Why do they keep pushing her?
There's so much chatter online about the general dislike of her. So why do they keep forcing her down our throats?
But I suppose she does get us talking about it.
True. True. And it was a pretty boring season last season. So,
yes.
They need to do
something.
And
even the trailer, it's not jumping out at me. I'm going to watch her. But having Teddy in it, I was like, oh my goodness, she's in it. And see, I've mentioned it. So maybe that's why they keep forcing her on us, because we can't stand her.
Mm-hmm.
We've also had Billy come out with an interview about her and Tom Zandoval are no longer friends anymore.
Yeah, that's.
And.
Explosive.
Yeah, there's drugs in the house, and yeah, she's dropping bombs.
Yeah, she's saying the house is a complete mess. There's allegedly drugs everywhere.
Yes.
The new girlfriend wanted to kick Ariana's stuff out of the house so that they could take over the master. It's a lot.
And I think she's not happy with Tom's new girlfriend.
Yeah, I think that's
is that what
it,
it's
yeah, the
is she
brunette.
jealous?
Oh, probably.
Oh yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
There's that. And we've got a beef that needs squashing at BravoCon. So we've got Kyle and Craig.
Watch what happens live.
Yeah, so Kyle from Summer House, and then you've got Craig from Southern Charm, and Craig has chosen to invest in a different alcohol brand, which is a competitor brand to Loverboy, and they weren't speaking at the Watch What Happens Live 15-year anniversary event. So that's big that they're not talking. So it'd be interesting to see what Paige is like towards Amanda, if there's a bit of friction going there, because it'll be couple against couple. Oh my God, drama.
And Kyle had mentioned it on Watch What Happens Live when he was on it last week. He'd mentioned it. So it's been brewing. And then he said, I wish I hadn't said anything. They're not happy with each other, though.
Drama. Drama, drama.
Yeah.
Drama.
Speaking about Summer House, let's do that one first. So we've had the final episode of the season. Today we've got the reunion happening. So we haven't seen that yet. We've had the final party that wrapped up, and then everyone sort of wrapped up, went their own ways. And then we saw the breakdown of Lindsay and Carl. So when Carl, oh, we saw a meeting between Carl and Kyle, which was like the blind leading the blind.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah. Who should I go to for relationship advice?
Yeah.
My flower boy.
Yes. That was weird. And then we saw Carl break off the engagement, which I think needed to happen. I
Oh,
think Lindsay would have
yeah.
gone through with it. So while I don't disagree with what he did, I don't understand how she was blindsided by it because it's apparent they were fighting for weeks beforehand. But then he's broken it up. And the way he did it, something about he annoys me so much. I've never been a Lindsay fan, but Carl is a giant baby man loser. I can't, he just, and with the scene where he was like, hold me tight, hug me longer, tighter, yuck.
It
What a
the
gross.
skin crawls just at the thought of that scene. I can't.
Yeah. He wants her to say, well done, good on you. And he's actually doing nothing. And he's talking about this trauma, and the trauma is that she wants him to get a job. What's the trauma, Carl? I'm traumatized because of his hug.
Oh.
That's giving me trauma.
Yeah, no. It's yuck.
Yes, and I don't really understand why he proposed, because he's expecting her to change, and she's never changed.
I think that's why she
Although
was always never going to be the one to break it off because he asked her. So she wasn't a different person, although she had seemed to change her approach to things, like conversations, over the course
Yeah.
of things. So she started out, she was quite like aggressive, attacking back, but she was very measured by the end of it. When he was trying to say that she was being really, loud and activated and things like that, she was calm. Like you can't, it
Very
was,
calm.
yeah, like the whole gaslighting thing into like, oh, you're being really aggressive right now. It's like, what? No, I'm not. There's cameras there. We can see
No.
it. Not.
If she wasn't aggressive, and even when he said, I'm breaking off the engagement, oh, I don't want to marry you, she was like, okay, well, then there's nothing else to say. She didn't go crazy. I think he wanted her to. I think that annoyed him. And then he acts like he's scared of her. He's been friends with her for years. How does he, why is he acting like he's scared? And he said that she calls him a bitch, a baby, and a mummy's boy and a loser. And I agree. It's exactly how I feel
You are
about
all
Carl.
those things, Carl.
Carl.
That is an accurate assumption or an accurate assessment. Put that on your LinkedIn profile and go get a job. Bitch, a baby. Bitch, a baby, a mama's boy, and a loser.
Yeah, his mum will give him a job. I like the scene where the girls were all rallying around Lindsay. That was nice to have that wrap up at the end, especially when you've seen when she's had trouble with Paige and Amanda in previous seasons. They've all come together. Paige's comment about, see, this is what happens when you don't invite me to the wedding. I love that comment. But overall, I think I love the season. And if I had to choose, I don't want Carl back next season.
Yeah,
I'm
same. I want
enjoying
Lindsay to be
watching
with a new
Lindsay.
guy. Yep. We don't need Carl. And I
No,
don't want
I'm.
Kyle either.
Well,
Like,
I'd be happy to not have Kyle or Amanda.
at what point do you stop going to the Hamptons for the summer when you're 49? Like, at what age do you pull the plug on these summer house parties? It's just getting a little bit long in the tooth.
Yeah, I'm happy to still have all the others and even Paige, but yeah, I think and Gabby can go
Yeah, she can go.
as
We don't
well.
need her. And we need Jesse Solomon back. We need West back. We need Sierra back. Yeah. Bring him
Not
back.
Danielle,
Not
but
Danielle,
yeah.
no. Danielle.
Anyway, it was a good
He was
season.
good.
I enjoyed
And
it.
I
I'm
can't
looking
wait for the
forward to the
reunion.
reunion.
Reunion today looks really good.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
Now, something else that's enjoyable. It's not, I don't think it's as good as Summer House. I definitely think Summer House is top tier. But then underneath that, we've
Yes.
got Kardashians, which is giving us just regular reality TV, and the episodes are jam-packed. Like, we got to the end of yesterday's episode, which I think is episode 3 of season 5, and there was
Yes.
just so much that happened. I'm like, they're really giving us a lot of content. They're not spending an entire episode on one dumb storyline about trying to learn to drive a car or going shopping at the grocery store for my, by myself, which is what they did a couple of seasons ago.
Yeah.
They are trying to shove the Golden Bachelor down our throat. So, third episode in a row where they've talked about it. They've even got the Golden Bachelor on, and had him over for
Do we
dinner.
have that in Australia?
I don't even know how to watch it. So I don't even
No.
know what's on. But I don't think it did very well ratings wise. But it's a
Okay.
Disney Hulu production, which is why we're having it rammed down our throats. We've got Kendall being the main instigator, and this is her main storyline. And even though they're clearly planning it, shoving it down our throats for a reason, I do see a spark in Kendall that I haven't seen ever with Kendall. And it makes me think she really does love to watch The Golden Bachelor, and that's why we're getting what we're getting. So, as much as I hate the storyline, I do like getting a slightly more entertaining version of Kendall. As sad and pathetic as that version is, it's still not.
Why can't she have a storyline of her own?
Well, there's so many rumors about Kendall that are floating around, so many allegations and sort of secrets that she doesn't want out, that I feel like they have to just make up some whole new personality for her, like
Yeah.
about her love life and things like that. And it's
Yeah.
like it's off limits, so that then she just has to kind of take whatever they can come up with. And this year, there's some agreement. I mean, it is like sitting through a giant subliminal ad where they're not making any declarations of partnerships or paid arrangements, but they're doing anything that they can to slightly influence us to do something. They're doing it with The Golden Bachelor very badly because it's so in your face. But the weight loss stuff with Scott, first episode, there he is, looking like he's been on death's door because he's so skinny compared to last season.
Gaunt.
Yeah,
Yeah.
gaunt. Oh, let's look in the fridge. Opens the fridge up, and there's a box of Monjaro, which is the cousin of Ozempic. No mention
Yeah.
of it. So they're not mentioning it because
No.
it's a drug. It's in America. Yeah, have you been to the States before?
No.
So when you're in the States, whenever there's an advertisement on TV for drugs, which there are constantly, it's ad for drug after drug after drug, they have to talk about all the side effects. So it's like people
Oh.
jumping around happy, like, oh, I take this. And then it's like, may cause premature death, heart attack, and anal leakage. Like
While they
that's what it's
dance.
like while they're dancing and there's music and everyone. So just,
Ah.
so they can't endorse something like that, but they're just putting it there. And then
Yeah.
this episode, it was like, oh, I used to eat this many boxes of Hawaiian rolls and I would drink 20 cans a day of this drink, and it's
Ginger
like
beer.
ginger, yeah, ginger beer, ginger ale, or and then
What's a Hawaiian roll? And why do I need it now
I don't know,
after
but it
that show
sounds
last
delicious.
night?
I love anything Hawaiian flavored, yum.
It
But like they're even doing the whole, like that was their way of saying, I used to be hungry and eat all of this, and now I don't, and I only have to lose 3 more
yeah.
pounds. So it's an ad without an ad and without the need to disclose. And I double checked at the end. I paused because I always go to the end and watch the end right at the end of the episode. There's always a little extra bit. I even paused
Yep.
to read the screen to see if there were any disclosures, and there aren't, but it's like, you just know there's an under the table deal going on with Kris Jenner and
Product.
Manjaro and Hulu and Disney and who else? Erewhon. They just happen to be a spare drink for
Yeah.
Kris to try. Why would you order
Yeah.
extra drinks? There's straw sitting in it. The straw will disintegrate. It's planned, and it's,
Yeah.
yeah, I feel like we're in some weird experiment. I'm still enjoying the show. But we are being used like rats in a lab to see
It's
whether or not we
like The
go out and,
Simpsons.
oh, I
Want Hawaiian rolls. It's like The Simpsons episode where everyone was joining the Navy.
Manjaro.
But it's not a boy group, it's the Kardashians that we're following.
Anyway,
Yeah.
yeah. So, I mean, I'm loving it. Kim stuff.
Yeah, I'm finding the Kim, she's I like the Kim content. But when she starts trying to be relatable as a single mum of four, she loses me because it's not relatable. She has all the money in the world. She's got four kids. You knew you were having four kids. You had two of them by surrogate. Like they're not accidents. So you've planned to have this many
No
children.
surprise. Yeah.
When she pivots between, oh my God, it's so hard. Well, you've got all these staff. You're not staff. You're not cooking and cleaning like a single mother would be. And then in the very next scene, she's like, oh my God, I left the house and forgot to say goodbye to my kids. Did you guys? No, I'm not a single mum and I've never left the house and not said goodbye to my kids. My house is small to start with. B, there's not people just looking after my kids to the point that they're distracted that they don't see me leave. So she's trying to be relatable and she's not relatable in that. I'd rather just see her with the help and the nannies and the chefs. It is what it is.
Give us the reality of your life. That's okay. We're not going to judge you for it.
No, because that's why we're watching it. Like, you don't have to pretend. We've also got Chloe, where she's saying that she chooses to be more hands-on and she doesn't have the night nannies and she doesn't have all that. I can relate to that because she's choosing to be part of the routine. She wants to go to the dance thing. She wants to do the lunch boxes. I'm relating to her more, but the Kim stuff I'm not relating to. What's with Chris, though, with these parenting stories where she left the kids at the Christmas tree farm? She had Chloe driving the other week. Like, what has she been doing? Chris is just real,
You should have had the
like,
kids taken
letting
off her a long time ago. The
it
fact that she made it this far without losing one of them is a miracle.
Yeah. And now she's just telling us all. Like, oh, okay. The Courtney being on bed rest and having Travis's blood and scrapbooking. Oh my God, it's on. It's Courtney, isn't it? With his blood that she wants to wear his blood or whatever she's doing with the blood. I don't need to see her praying for him every week.
No.
That's going to be boring. Although she didn't do it last night. And that's all I've got. The other only other note I had was that Kim looked lovely in the red dress. I really like that dress.
It was a good episode. I enjoyed it. Jam-packed.
Yeah. And I'm not really noticing the product. I noticed the Golden Bachelor stuff, but I'm not noticing. I noticed that they talked about the Hawaiian rolls and stuff, but I'm just watching it
See,
and
that's
craving
all I'm
Hawaiian
seeing.
rolls.
Nothing is an accident on that show.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. Every single thing, down to every item of clothing that they're wearing and making a comment about it. It's like, it's okay.
Where's Kylie? She's slim pickings this season.
Yeah, she wasn't in it much at all yesterday, was she?
No, not at all. But anyway, another thing that has wrapped up this week, and there's no reunion, which we were talking about. We're happy that there's no reunion, is the Valley. So Jax's bar is open. We saw that in the last episode. I found it strange that the very opening scene for this was Jax has berated Brittany nonstop about her drinking all season, telling her not to drink, that she drinks too much. His bar opens and the scene is Brittany, bar's open, let's have shots. And I'm like, what is he doing? You either wanted to drink or not. I don't feel overall there was enough Kristen. The last part of the season, she wasn't in it. And we all wanted to see her, more of her. And I did like that there was, instead of the reunion, they've spent half the episode wrapping up the fallout of all these marriage breakdowns and relationship breakups. So overall, I enjoyed it. I thought it was good.
They did that in a really good way. Like there was, that was the only way to tackle those things was to allow each couple to have their moment to sort of wrap up where they were at, rather than it being an open topic of discussion where you're just screaming at each other from one side. And they would have had to put couples on opposite sides. You know, you'd have Jax on one side, Brittany on the other, and then you got Jesse and Michelle. It was never going to work. And I'm okay with the fact that there's no reunion. I think they've made the right decision.
I wasn't. But now I'm glad because I've seen the last episode. I don't need 3 weeks of them skirting around everything else other than what we want to see, which is what's happened after the marriages. And we've wrapped it up and it's done now. I think it's fine.
It was a good decision. I was with same as you. I was disappointed there was no reunion, but now I understand why. That was a good decision. That second half of the episode was really gripping TV. There was breaking of
It
the
was
fourth
good.
wall. It was honest. I have a newfound respect for Brittany. She's standing up for what she believes in, and she's, you know, she believes that she needs to be treated a certain way. All the credit to Brittany for the way that she's held herself throughout the whole season, through what
Yes.
sounds like quite a traumatic time. It would have been a lot. The fact that he stayed in the house, that just rubs me up the wrong way, that she has felt the need to take her son out of that environment. And I think he said, "You didn't have to leave, you chose to." It's like she had to do what was right by her son. And she
Yeah.
did that. And the fact that he couldn't see that and stayed put, it's just that's just a
But he
pig
was
move.
never going to leave.
No,
He
and I
would, if
just,
it was up to him, he'd never leave.
it's so unmanly, if that's a word.
Yeah.
It just doesn't sit well with me when they put themselves ahead of their kids and the stability of their kids. He should have been in the Airbnb, not his
Yes.
son.
I feel like she's finally seeing what we've all seen all these years,
Yeah.
but she was a bit blinded by it all.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
now she's finally seeing.
Yeah. But I mean, he's come out this week with a tweet saying something along the lines of, "You should ask Brittany who she's been sleeping with for the last 4 months," then deleted that tweet and then put up a story post of her in bed asleep with Cruz, the son. And it's like, boundaries, mate. Like, she might be back together with Jax, but taking a photo of her while she's asleep and then posting it like that. I mean, she called you out in the last episode for using their relationship for publicity and lying. And here you are doing it again. So I really hope she hasn't taken him back and that he's now
Yeah.
using it as an opportunity. Like, oh my
I hope
God.
not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we loved the Valley. It was really good. It's a shame that it's over, but it probably ran its course and really looking forward to next season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's no Vanderpump crossovers. We've had that confirmed. There's not going to be a La La on the Valley, which is what we
Thank
didn't want.
Christ. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Yeah. Now, we've had a new premiere this week, which is Below Deck Med, which of all the Below Decks has never really been one of my favorites. But I've got to say, this is one of the best first episodes of a Below Deck franchise for a long time. It was jam-packed with action, if you can call it that. You've got the provisions not arriving for days, unhappy
Yeah.
guests. You've got guests wanting food at whatever in the morning, and one of the stewardesses is trying to wake up the chef and he won't get up. It's just there was so much going on from start to finish. Super enjoyable. I don't know anybody's names yet, but I'm really invested in watching next week.
Yeah, I felt the same. I loved seeing the drama with the provisions and how they had no champagne. They're like, everyone gets half a glass of champagne. And the girl on there saying, well, you've got no wine at all. Then they were freaking out because the cocktails take long to make and they were all ordering different cocktails. It was good seeing all that. And then I loved the chef because he was working with what he had, but then he was mean. He should have just got up and made something. But you've got reoccurring. I think what's good is often the first episode is spent trying to work out who's who, other than the captain. Aisha's back with Captain Sandy. We've seen them before. And then you've got the stew, even though I can't remember her name, the one with all the dress-ups, we've had her before. So we're not introducing everyone, hearing all their backstories. They were straight into it, which was good.
It was good. They were straight into work. It wasn't a whole lot of
Yeah.
sideways drama. It was just straight into work. It looks really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
I'm keen to watch that. The other premiere that we had was the premiere of The Real Housewives of Dubai, which is season two. So our
Yes.
last episode, we actually got to interview Caroline Stanbury, and she was lovely to talk to. And I got to say, in a housewives drought where we've really now only got New Jersey up against it, I thought it was a solid start. I wasn't a huge fan of Dubai last season, and I've really barely scraped through to the finale, but I liked this first episode. It was interesting from the perspective of each individual housewife. They felt like they had their own identity and they were holding their own. And am I super excited for it next week? No. But was it bad? No. I'd rather watch the episode of Dubai than New Jersey right now. Like, it was more
Yes.
interesting to me. Yeah.
Same. I like seeing how the relationship to had changed between seasons, where you've had two housewives that aren't speaking, that hated each other, now they're friends again. I liked hearing about the Beyonce concert, how they were saying we had these seats, they had those seats. There was drama around all of that, and that she was playing for this exclusive audience. That those are the things that I want to hear
Yeah.
about, these things that we don't get.
Yeah, it reminds me a little bit of Melbourne, Real Housewives of Melbourne, like the mix of housewives. So you've got Chanel, who's really over the top, and then you've got the
Yeah.
likes of like Caroline, who's very proper, and she's got that, you know, that Britishness about her. I feel like that's what the casting was like for Melbourne back in the day. And
Yeah.
I don't mind that. It's like if you look at Cheshire, Cheshire's a bit the same as well.
I think the
You've,
same. Yeah.
yeah, it's kind of along those veins. It's not quite to the standard of the US versions, but I think it's
No.
got the most chance of being closely aligned just because of the sheer wealth that we're dealing with in
Yeah, I
Dubai.
want to see that.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see, the opulence. And that's why I think I get annoyed with someone like Kim Kardashian when she's like, oh, I'm relatable. It's like, no, you don't have to be. We're watching it because we want to see
Yeah, I want to see how many
this.
nannies
I
you
want to
need to
watch.
look after your four kids. I want to see what you're
Yeah.
reading and prepare. I want to see that.
Yeah. And how you get up and you go to your PT workouts, but the kids are looked at. Like, I want to see that because we don't live that.
No.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
What I don't want to see anymore is New Jersey.
What, you don't want to
Don't.
watch any more baseball games?
Oh, no. The baseball game has been done every season for the last, what, three?
I give a
I
shit.
think. I don't care.
Who cares?
I'm glad she's raising money or whatever she's doing, but I don't care. We've got that there's no reunion. That's broken in the last week. They're not going to have a reunion. And I can see why, because no one wants to watch the actual show.
Yeah.
We said that Potomac was no good, but this is following in the footsteps. This is, I think it's almost worse. It's the same thing over and over because the two, Teresa and Melissa, won't leave. Gia is desperately trying to be a housewife that no one wants. We don't need a mini Teresa and we don't need someone blindly supporting her. And of course, it's her daughter, so she's going to su support her. We've got Louie, which no one can be bothered with. And I'm sick of the my daughter or son is going to college storyline. We've seen it. We've seen it on OC. We've seen it multiple times, I think, on New Jersey. I'm
It's like a
bored.
5-minute thing. Like, that's all it needs to be is a side note. This one's going off to college. Da, da, da,
Yeah.
done. It's not a big chunk of it. We don't need that.
No, I don't want to see the dorm transformation. This is not Selling Houses Australia, where you're transforming the room or whatever you're doing. I just want to see, okay, go in the car.
Yeah.
Like,
Bye.
but with this one, we've had dinners leading up to it and then a dinner before, and then we've gone there, we've met this friend who we've never met before or heard of. We've watched the dorm transform. We don't care. I'm bored of it.
I'm bored of it.
I would like a whole new thing, like New York. I think you said this last time. It needs a whole
It needs a
new how
refresh,
they redid New York.
complete reboot. Yeah, I agree. And that's it. That's our shows. That was fun.
Finished.
I didn't hear any coughing. Your family have done very well.
All just locked in the front of the house.
All right, well,
Yeah.
we should go. Lots to
Yes.
watch for next week. And
Yes.
is it my birthday next week? What's the date today? Oh, no, it's nearly my birthday. I'm nearly 41.
The week after, isn't it?
Yeah, the 15th
15th.
is my birthday. Can't wait to be
Not
41.
long.
Super excited about that.
41. Like in your actual 40s, not
And
just
I'm like
40.
closer to you because you're 42. I'm 40. You're like so much older than
Yet
me.
you still don't like ankle socks. No, you
No.
still don't like long
No, I don't like
socks.
knee socks because they cut into my shins. You see? It's annoying. It's all I can feel. I
Yeah.
hate this generation. They can go and get stuffed.
They keep picking on us.
They do, and I'm done. Go away.
Right, you
We
have a good
walk so
week.
you could run. I will. You too.
Exactly. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.